I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. It's not always easy for students to make meaningful connections with employers, especially these days during COVID, but the University of Alaska Southeast hopes to open the door for students with its fall career fair, a virtual portal, so to speak. Joining us now is Deborah Reidman, Career Services Coordinator for the University of Alaska Southeast. Welcome, Deborah.
Thank you, Shelley. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm having a little deja vu. I'm pretty sure we talked about this same event about 6 months ago, and it was virtual then as well. So you've got it all dialed in for this time, right?
Correct.
But let's back up. Tell me a little bit about what you do as Career Services Coordinator and some of the post-college employment resources that are available for students.
Yeah, absolutely. So as the Career Services Coordinator at UAS, I work with students and alumni when it comes to all things job search related. Work with resumes, cover letters, interview practice. And especially in a virtual world, we have to kind of readjust a few things to make sure that we're doing that effectively. And then also just job search, career changes. I've been in employment services for over 15 years working with high school students up through adults, and I'm truly in my dream job, and it's been really a pleasure and an honor to work with our students and our alumni. And honestly, the virtual aspect has opened up new doors for us. It seems like I have a broader reach as a result of this. So there are some pluses.
Would you say your office is pretty successful with connecting graduates to jobs?
You know, I think so. We've got some really good partnerships with our employers here. We have a job fair that occurs typically, you know, in normal circumstances in February, and we always have very enthusiastic employers, and then our students are able to connect with them there. And then we have a new platform called Handshake that has been amazing. And what it's done is it's connected all University of Alaska students from all three campuses, Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Southeast, with employers. And so a lot of our local employers are getting on board. And so they have a broader reach for students who are, for example, living in Juneau, but attending UAA or UAF. And so that's something new that we just started, and it's been probably about 2 years in the making.
The Fall Virtual Career Fair is tomorrow. It's Wednesday, October 27th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. So how does it work?
So how it works, students and Cinema alumni have been receiving emails from On Handshake about how to get registered for the fair and sign up for sessions. So students and alumni and anybody who has attended UAS, we would love to have you join us, and you can sign up the day of the fair, which is tomorrow. And so just go to uas.alaska.edu, and in the top right-hand search field, just type in Career Services. And then once you get to the Career Services main page, on the left-hand side, you'll find a link for the UA 2021 Virtual Fall Career Fair. And by going to that page, there'll be a link to register. And there's also a link for a guide to help students with any questions they have about setting up sessions with on the career fair, as well as registering. And so we've got everything set up for them step by step with some videos in case they need some assistance, and also how to prepare effectively for the career fair. So that's all they need to do is just once they get to that page, they should have everything that they need.
Now, you've mentioned this is for students, it's for current students, for graduating students, and for alumni. Is that about the main target group there?
Yeah, correct. And in fact, anybody who's taken a class at UAS, we would welcome you to join us, because Career Services is available to alumni and students for the remainder of their vocational life. So a lot of times, people go through career changes. And so if they have attended UAS, then they can reach out to Career Services, and I'd be more than happy to work with them. But this is a really great opportunity to see who's out there. And we have 97 employers attending.
That's so crazy. When you submitted the form, you only had 60. So that number's gone up a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, our employer registration ended last week, and so we picked up quite a few. And then right now, as of today, we have 378 students that are registered.
Wow. Well, that's great. It sounds like you're going to have a really good turnout. But there's so I had a question if there was still time to sign up if you're an employer, but it sounds like that door is closed. Yeah.
Yeah. Not
too late now.
Not for this. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Have to get on.
We'll have more.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they can contact you for the next time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about Handshake. How does that work? What are interactions like?
The platform is very, gosh, I don't know. It's user friendly, and it is also very professional looking. The ease of access for students and alumni as they go in and they are looking for employers, looking for jobs, internships. So it's very clear. It's very, like I said, visually pleasing, which has been really, really great. And we just love the usability of it. It's very easy to navigate. And so we're encouraging all of employers to post positions. And so students can actually do a search for positions that are located in Juneau or for a particular employer to see what's going on. Another bonus is at the employer's page, there are examples of students and alumni who have worked for that employer. And so if you're on Handshake, you can message one of those past employees and find out a little bit more about their experience. So there's lots of good networking opportunities for students to do with people within their degree field or alumni, for people within their professional field. So it's just an added resource for students to be able to connect in a way that they haven't been able to connect with on other platforms. And it's used across the country by, oh my gosh, hundreds of thousands of other campuses. So it's a very popular platform.
Is Handshake the platform that also hosts the virtual forum, the job fair?
Yes, yes.
So they enter. Sorry, go ahead. I'm trying to picture how it actually works. If I'm signing on, what am I going to see?
Yeah, good point. So students and alumni, they can sign up for either a 30-minute information session, or they can also sign up for 10-minute one-on-one sessions. And so the fair runs from 11 o'clock until 3 p.m. And so, you know, even if you're an alumni and you want to jump in during your lunch hour, then you can check out some employers that you might want to sit in on an information session or set up a one-on-one session. So once you get to the actual webpage for the registration for the career fair, it'll encourage you to sign up for sessions. And so then you will peruse the different employers and what kinds of sessions they have available, and then sign up for those that would work with your schedule. And so it's actually pretty easy. There's also kind of a guide on the right-hand side of your registration form that lets you know, okay, here are the, you know, you signed up for this group session and you signed up for these one-on-one sessions. So you don't have to remember them. It's all ready for you to make sure that you know which ones are coming up. And the other thing that's interesting about Handshake is it works very similar to Zoom. It's got, you know, the camera, and students and alumni can also keep their camera on or keep their camera off if they want. But you can't utilize a virtual background. So you have to be mindful of what your background looks like, because like in Zoom, you put on a virtual background. In the Handshake platform, you can't. So you know, you might just want to keep your camera off if you want, if you're just there for information gathering, so to speak. But if you're looking for employment, then it would be good to dress professional from the waist up and check your background, make sure, just like anybody going on film camera, like the noise, mute yourself if you have any noise going on. So the same kind of thing, like we're getting very comfortable with Zoom and other platforms with those kinds of things.
Very good tip. Thank you for that, Deborah. Good reminder. All right. So again, the virtual fair is tomorrow, the Wednesday, October 27th, starts at 11 a.m., goes till 3 p.m., and you can sign up at the website. Is that the UAS website, I believe you said? There's a link there. Great. If you're interested in attending as a job seeker. Deborah Rideman, anything else before we say goodbye today?
No, I would just encourage people to go check it out. Again, go to uas.alaska.edu. In the top right-hand corner of the field, search field, type in career services, And then once you get to the main Career Services webpage, then click on the UA 2021 Virtual Fall Career Fair. Go ahead and register. You can register today and tomorrow, the day of the fair, and then peruse the different employers, and then go ahead and register and set up a session for some of those that you might be interested in. So we would love to have you there. So please consider participating.
It sounds like a fun and valuable way to spend your day tomorrow. Well, thank you so much for answering all my questions, Deborah Rideman. Thanks for organizing the virtual career fair for all of our students out there, and I hope it goes well.
Thank you very much. We hope so too.
Have a great afternoon.
Okay, thanks.
When we come back, we'll talk with the playwright of Voyager 1, a play that ponders the following question: which song would you choose to represent all of humanity? But next, for those of you who miss Sounds Wild during Morning Edition, we wanted to let you know you can now hear it on Juno Afternoon. This is Garden Spider.